Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Dose from Patient Care. In today's episode, we'll be diving into recent studies that span multiple areas of healthcare, from dietary trends and dementia risk to the safety of childhood vaccinations and the impact of maternal depression on parenting. Let's get started. First, we look at a survey of healthcare professionals that examined their views on supplements, diets, food safety, and nutritional training. A significant 90% of HCPs expressed concern about the promotion of fad diets on social media, with only 5% recommending protein-driven diets as a primary option for patients. When it comes to dietary recommendations, 70% of HCPs endorsed the Mediterranean diet as their top choice. However, many reported challenges in providing nutrition counseling, 38% mentioned time constraints, and 22% cited insufficient training in nutrition as obstacles. Notably, 86% of respondents supported adding cancer warning labels to alcoholic beverages, and 61% expressed concern over microplastics in food and water supplies. Next, we turn to an intriguing study that explored the link between transportation choices and dementia risk. The study categorized participants into four groups based on their most frequent mode of transportation. These included non-active, such as car or public transport, as well as walking, mixed walking, and cycling. The results showed that active modes of travel, particularly cycling and mixed cycling, were associated with a reduced risk of all-cause dementia, Alzheimer's, and late-onset dementia. Cycling specifically reduced the risk of Alzheimer's by 22%. Interestingly, walking alone didn't show the same protective effect and was even associated with a 14% increased risk of Alzheimer's. This study highlights the potential benefits of promoting cycling and mixed walking as accessible ways to reduce dementia risk, particularly among middle-aged and older adults. Now, we look at a study that examined the involvement of Alzheimer's disease and non-AD tau pathologies in late-life mood disorders. The study found that 60% of participants with late-life depression showed tau accumulation, and 36% of these individuals had detectable amyloid deposits. The findings suggest that mood disorders in older adults may be associated with tau pathologies similar to those found in Alzheimer's disease. These results emphasize the need for further research to better understand the link between mood disorders and neurodegenerative diseases, potentially opening the door to new diagnostic and therapeutic approaches for LLMD patients. Next, we reported on a large-scale study that examined the potential link between aluminum exposure from childhood vaccines and the risk of autoimmune, allergic, and neurodevelopmental disorders. The study conducted in Denmark followed over 1.2 million children and found no significant association between aluminum exposure from vaccines and any of the 50 chronic conditions assessed, including asthma, atopic dermatitis, autism spectrum disorder, and ADHD. These findings provide reassurance regarding the safety of aluminum-adsorbed vaccines in childhood vaccination programs, countering concerns that aluminum exposure could lead to long-term health issues. This large-scale study adds to the body of evidence supporting the safety of vaccines in preventing harmful diseases without posing significant risks for these conditions. Lastly, we discuss a systematic review that synthesized evidence on the impact of maternal depression on parenting. The review found that 97% of all studies reported that maternal depression negatively affected parenting, especially in the early years of a child's life. Depressed mothers were more likely to have impaired bonding with their infants, and poor emotional connections were observed compared to mothers without depression. These findings reinforce the importance of addressing maternal mental health, as untreated depression can have lasting effects on both the mother-child relationship and child development. And that wraps up today's episode of Weekly Dose. From nutrition counseling challenges to the impact of cycling on dementia risk and the safety of childhood vaccines, these studies highlight critical areas of clinical practice that directly affect patient care. Be sure to check out the full articles on patient care online for a more in-depth look at these findings. Join us next week for another roundup of the latest research. Thanks for listening.